Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. And for the last couple of times, we had been discussing a milestone verse, which is Karmanye Vadhikaraste Mahaphaleshu Kadachana. That much we all remember. And we have heard in all of our conversations with our friends who quoted this or discussed this and say, it's a pretty good advice, but not practical. Simply because I just can't live my life that way. If I have to do actions, and if I can't expect any results, what is the motivation? That's a standard argument, right? And it is true. If I'm not expecting a paycheck at the end of the month, or if I'm not guaranteed a paycheck at the end of the month, will I have any motivation to work? And the answer is absolutely no. I will not be able to work. So either Bhagavan Krishna missed the boat or we missed the boat. Okay. So assuming Bhagavan Krishna did not miss the boat, we need to try to understand this verse. So we have tried to understand this verse, and the first line, as we have discussed, is a statement of fact, which says, Karmani eva adhikarahate, this is your birthright. As a living being, activity. Activity is the signature of life. If I see a snake in my living room and I think it must be Medha's rubber snake, so I'm going to let me put it in a right place in a toy box, and suddenly I see a movement in it, I know it's not a toy snake. It's a real snake. Because the toy snake cannot have the movement. Movement is a signature of life. That's a living creature. It actually happened in our house, so in the garage, not in a living room. So once it moves, you know that's a living being. That's activity, which is the signature of life. I, as a living being, it is my birthright to act in this world. So karmani eva adhikarate. That's established. The next one says, Ma Phaleshu Kadachana. It says, never ever you have a right or a control over the results of the actions. That's because in my limited understanding of this world, I will not be able to predict what the result would be. If I know all the factors that affect the result of my action, it will be very predictable. This world is actually very predictable. This world is bound by laws of nature. We live in cosmos, not in chaos. This cosmos we live in is governed by laws of nature. These laws of nature are not partial or random. You can rely on them because they work exactly the same way every time. Laws of physics, laws of chemistry, laws of thermodynamics, you can rely on it. Therefore, we have all these gadgets which we can rely on. If gas works one way Monday through Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, it does something else, I wouldn't be relying on my car. I rely on the laws of thermodynamics. Every time I put the ignition key to those laws to function accordingly to my engine to start. So this world is very predictable as long as I know all the rules. As long as I can predict what forces will act on the missiles which I'm sending, then they predict it will go and hit such and such target. That's called a smart missile. But if I make an error in judging any one aspect which is going to affect the missile, it will miss the target. Me, in my limited intellect, have no capacity to judge all the forces which are going to act on my action when it gets responded by the world. Therefore, I do not have control over it. Therefore, I do not have adhikar over it. So it says, ma phalesu kadachin. I never say do not expect the results. It did not say that you keep working and leave it to your boss whether to pay or not. Swamiji does say that in India it was used for tyranny by landlords and jagirdars. So this is ma phalesu kadachin. There is no guarantee. Now here, like a clockwork, every 2 weeks, there will be a paycheck deposited in their payroll. So very predictable. They are not worried. In our case, we were all worried. Paycheck will come on 1st or 5th, 10th, 15th, who knows? Bhagavan said this world is not like that. Ma phalesu kadachana means you do not know what the result is. But result is already predicted when you perform action on it. Because this world is bound by laws of nature, law of karma is nothing but law of cause and effect. As long as my cause is directed towards a particular effect, and if it is performed correctly, it will have the desired effect. But me not knowing all that is involved in that, I will not be able to predict it. Therefore, he says, do not worry about it. While you're working in this world, just focus on your actions. Do not be burdened by your past memories, nor anxious about the future results. Because present is the only thing you own. This is the only time you can act. Therefore, ma phaleshu kadachana, do not worry about the fruits. Act in the present. The next line we have seen is, ma karma phala hetu bhu. Therefore, never ever get motivated just by the results which you want. So if I have a particular result in my mind, and then I say, therefore I'm acting in this particular manner, if I put $1 in a lottery ticket, if my motivation is simply to get this first prize of 2 tickets to India, and therefore I'm putting $1, don't put it. Your chances of getting that is 1 in 100,000 or something like that. But if I understand that my chances are only 1 in 100,000, but maybe, let me try. My right is to buy a raffle ticket, that's all I can do. And maybe I will get it. Then it will be appropriate to buy the raffle ticket. Otherwise, please don't buy, because there is no guarantee you will get that price. Therefore, Bhagavan says, when I have that raffle ticket or jackpot in mind while I am working, my mind will be dissipated by that thought of the jackpot only. I will not be putting the right actions here. Therefore, ma karma phala hetu bhu. Do not get motivated by just the fruits of actions. Fruits of actions are actually guaranteed by the law of cause and effect. This world, as we say, the laws of thermodynamics don't change, law of physics don't change. If I jump from the 3rd floor window, Mother Nature will receive me exactly the same way as Newton predicted. Not because I'm a nice guy, it will be different. Same way my actions will be reacted by this cosmos according to the nature of the actions and not because I performed them. Therefore, ma karma phala hetu bhu. You just perform your action at the best of your capacity. Therefore, you can expect the best of the results. Mate sangahatu akarmani. And therefore, do not come to the conclusion because I can't guarantee the results. What is the point of my actions? Because I'm not guaranteed a promotion. You are entitled for an yearly review. We'll have yearly annual reviews. You're entitled early reviews and every employee. That does not guarantee your raise or promotion. Just because I'm reviewing annually, that does not mean going to give you a raise. Your review is a performance review. Then the management will decide whether you deserve a raise or not. So now if I'm working the entire year for that annual review and a promotion, it's a problem. But I'm just working because it's my duty and that's what I'm enjoying doing. Then at the performance evaluation time, the supervisor, you had been doing very well. I had been noticing last 1 year, you made a lot of progress. Therefore, you deserve a raise or a promotion. But keeping a promotion in goal don't work. Mate sanghatu akarmani, because it is not guaranteed, let me not do it. Don't get attached to inaction, because inaction is not your nature. You're a living being. Action is your nature. Activity is your nature. Act according to your dharma. The next verse says, yogastaha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. Here comes the prescription of karma yoga. We have talked about karma yoga before. We have talked about karma yoga in our parties and wherever we think it's appropriate. Karma yoga literally is the art of acting in this world so you can ensure success. That's basically Bhagavan Krishna said. To be successful in what you are trying to do, you have to act in a particular manner so that you can act at the best of your capabilities. So now he says, I'm going to tell you how to act so you can be successful. Your actions will be rewarded appropriately. Yogastaha kuru karmani. Act you must, because you are a living being. You don't really have a choice but to act. But act with establishing yourself in yoga. In yoga we learned buddhi yoga so far. Establish yourself in the wisdom of who you are and then act. Right now, I'm established in my ego and acting. When you say, who did Neil? Who designed in me? Who's mine? What is my motivation? Is my ego. People will say, Neil is doing a good job. He is the best architect. Somebody says, little criticism, I'm upset. How can you say that? That's because I'm established in my ego and I'm acting according to what my ego prompts me. And Swamiji points out, that ego is nothing but purely memories of my past, what I have achieved, accomplished, people told me how good I am, and aspirations of my future, what I want to be, what I want to accomplish. Ego really have no place in present because it is already divided between my past and future. Therefore, while I'm established in ego, I cannot function properly in the present. I'll be functioning properly in present if I'm established in yoga, which is buddhi yoga, which tells me who I am. I'm not this past memories. I'm not my future accomplishment. I'm that immortal being. And this is my place in this world to do what I need to do. So, yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. How can you establish yoga? Living attachment. Attachment to my past memories and my future anxieties bound in my ego, my vasanas. Detaching myself from my past and my future. When I work in the present, then I'll be successful. Standard example, you heard artist working engrossed in his art or whatever the activity. He doesn't know what's happening around him. That's an absent-minded professor. We always had this concept, absent-minded professor. Why? Because he's so engrossed in what he's doing, he cannot be distracted by other things. Therefore, we think he's absent-minded. But that level of focus is necessary if you want to achieve excellence in your actions, Bhagavan says. So, sangam tyaktva dhananjaya. Why and what distracts me? Siddhi asiddhi. My past memory. Siddhya siddhyo samobhutva. My memories of my success and failures will distract me. Somebody says, Neil, get involved in a hotel project. My siddhya siddhi in the past 2008-2009 say, no, never. It may be the best opportunity I may have. But because of my past siddhi and asiddhi, I'm not acting in present. I'm not judging the present as the present should be judged. I'm judging the present from my past experience. Or what I thought I will be achieving in future and that future never came. Siddhya siddhyo samubhatva samatvam yoga uchyate. The first definition in Bhagavad Gita of yoga However, Bhagavan said very simply, samatvam yoga yuchyate. We talked about evenness of mind in the verses before, that keep your mind even in any situation, whether good or bad, conducive or non-conducive. That really does not mean that you will not be affected emotionally by it. People used to say, Swamiji, also you feel sad when somebody... He said, I'm also a human being, not a stone, just because I'm a Swami. That does not mean something bad happens to my disciples, I don't feel bad about it. I'm a Swami, but I'm a human being. What that means is mind will be affected by its sorrows or happiness. But I, as the core, does not let myself guided by my mind, but my intellect. Therefore, Buddhi Yoga. Therefore, Bhagavan Vedvyas coined the word Buddhi Yoga. Guide all your actions by your Buddhi. Make your mind function as your intellect says, not other way around. So, Samatvam Yoga Ichyate. The first definition of yoga in Bhagavad Gita, evenness of mind is yoga. I do all yoga, but mind is all over. That's not yoga, Bhagavan says. Evenness of mind. That's the first definition. So Swamiji says, the scary word yoga brought down to our level. And so you can be a yogi. If you have even mind, you are a yogi. Become that yogastha kuru karmani. Establish yourself in the evenness of mind and then act in this world outside. Why are you worried about the result? That's his problem. One who designed this cosmos, it's his problem. He needs to make sure the laws are implemented evenly, whether it's physics, chemistry, thermodynamics, or any cause and effect. Leave it to him. You do your part. The next verse says, Durena hi avaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Normal actions are inferior than the actions performed in yoga. One who is established in Buddhi Yoga, he will perform par excellence than an average actions he can perform established in ego. So, average actions we perform are driven by ego, they're karmas. Then karma, then sukarma, and duskarma. As long as I'm not attached to it by ego, they become karma yoga. Now at that point, you are not going to judge what is good or bad because you have not involved your ego into it. Therefore, he said, Durena hi avaram karma, buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Karmas are inferior if acted by ego. They're superior when they perform with buddhi yoga. With that wisdom at the back of your mind, keeping that evenness of mind and then working, the actions will be superior, Bhagavan says. Buddhau sharanam anvichha krupanaha falahetavaha. So seek refuge and wisdom. So this is advice. I told you why yoga, why evenness of mind, and we all know. Only time a good result come out when our mind is even. That's why when somebody is not mentally stable, we say he's unstable. He can be this or that, so don't rely on him. Don't hire him. We also look stability in people we work with, right? How do you function under stress when you're hiring somebody? So why are you asking me? So we are always under stress in our business, Always there are deadlines, you think something going wrong. How do you function under that condition? So we know that the conditions are not going to be always as we want. Therefore, evenness of mind is necessary. That evenness of mind is nothing but yoga. Once you are established the evenness of mind, we know you can perform better. Buddhau saranam achyu. Therefore, take refuge in buddhi yoga, evenness of mind, basically. Krupanaha falahetavaha. Those who are working for the results, particular result, the krupanaha, they're misers. Translation says wretched. But krupana is actually in Gujarati is miser. Miser is the one who cannot utilize the wealth given to him. I may have $1 million, but somebody says $10. I say, I don't have $10. I'm a miser. right? That $1 million no use to me, even though it's sitting in the bank, because I can't use it. Bhagwan has given me all this wealth of my mind, my intellect, my body, but I'm miser. I can't use it. Why? Because I'm squandering it away in my ego, in my egocentric desire. Therefore, Bhagwan says, Krupanaha Falahetava. Those who are acting, prompted by a particular result, they are misers. They cannot use the wealth given to them of working efficiently in this world. Next verse, Buddhi Yukto Jahatiha Ubhe Sukrita Duskrita. And why should I be working that way? Buddhi Yukta Jahati Iha, right here, not hereafter, gives up, gets rid of what? Ubhe Sukrita Duskrita. He's freed from both the good actions and bad actions. You may have judged that I did something which was bad. Or you may think this was good, what I did. Or I think it's good I did. But once I'm established in that yoga, both have no effect on me, on my mind. We have seen that all the things we have talked about, the karma and papa and punya, all are at mind level only. Hell and heaven resides in my mind only. Everybody is enjoying, but I am going through hell because of my mind. So sukrita and duskrita is only at a mind level. Actions are actions, pure and simple. And they have their own results as per the law of cause and effect. But I make it sukrita, duskrita at my mind level. I shouldn't have done this, I could have done that. Had I done that, I would have been a billionaire by this time. Sukrita, duskrita, ubhe, you will be freed from. From both you will be relieved. Because now you are not worried about my actions as what result. I acted as Bhagwan has given me intellect and opportunity. And he gave me the result as he thought was appropriate for me. Every time I come back from an interview, my secretary is just waiting, because he had worked very hard to pull the presentation together and all that and preparing. And I come back and say, so how was the interview? And my answer is standard. All interviews are good. It is the result you have to think about, you know. My interview is never bad. Why do I say that I didn't perform well? I always perform well. It is they may not think it was good enough for them. You will be freed from, once you are established in the evenness of mind, you are free from sukrita duskrita, because your mind is not registering whether there was good or there was bad. It was what it was. And you move on. Tasmat yogaya yajyasva. Therefore, because you will be relieved from this anxiety of good and bad, establish yourself in yoga, evenness of mind. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Second definition. And the most important one is, you know why this is better than the first one? Samatvam yoga uchyate, they say, oh, that's good. I am now even minded, either working or not working, performing or not performing. They may think I'm a lazy person, but that's okay, I'm even minded. Next performance review, they may say you didn't do well, but I said, so what? Now I am attaching to inaction. Bhagavan said, that's first thing I told you in that verse. Mate sanghatu akarmani. Never to get attached to a karma. So if you have not understood that definition clearly, let me tell you, what is yoga? Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Dexterity in actions is yoga. When will I be efficient in my actions? When I'll be even-minded. Working with even-mindedness is yoga. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. That's where we'll stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.